Galesburg's Morning News.
Well, the Great Galesburg Shake, it was a busy time over several days for all the students and the chaperones and everybody, coordinators that participated in that. And we are proud to have the winner of the Great Galesburg Shake with us this morning, Galesburg High School senior J.C. Kirsch. J.C., first off, congratulations on winning the shake.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming in with us this morning. My goodness, what a whirlwind. We were just saying off the air that you have the shake, the trip, you know, all the sections of the shake, the trip, and then you had prom on top of that over the weekend. Mm-hmm. What a busy time for you.
Yeah, it was really busy and stressful trying to get everything coordinated because I wasn't in town to, like, talk to my prom group and everything, so, like, that was a little hard, but it all worked out. So
you're graduating. What, you got less than a couple of weeks left, right?
Yeah, I think like seven days. I think.
Oh, you don't have the hours counted out, so yeah, you're not into it as much as some. So what are your plans for next year now, or once you graduate?
Actually, I'm going to the Air National Guard, so I leave June 13th for basic training, and then I have a tech school along with that. So I'm going to take a year off of school, and then I'm going to U of I next year in Champaign.
So you'll see beautiful San Antonio this time. I've been there, did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I went in the Air National Guard.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I went to basic training, and my tech school was actually there at Lackland Air Force Base, too, when I was there. So it was actually nice for me to get to kind of know San Antonio a little bit because I was there like an extra 6 weeks or 8 weeks for that. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I go to Mississippi for my tech school.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. But basic at Lackland, though,
yes.
San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
What got you interested in Air National Guard?
I just kind of always had like a military feel. Like I wanted to maybe go that way. And I talked to a couple recruiters from other branches in the military. And then the Air National Guard really stuck out to me. And I just went for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, in this way, you're just committed for 1 year, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than, or are you just going forward?
Yeah, I have 6 years.
Okay.
So then I will just continue to be in that, like with the 1 weekend in a month, 2 weeks a year.
And but then, not full year, still able to go with school.
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Okay.
And there's still that. Do they, assuming they still pay your tuition at a state school?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the good part.
Yeah,
the extra part of it. So what's your specialty going to be? What will your job be?
Command and control battle management. So it's kind of like communications with air flights and stuff.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Above me. I don't know. Above my pay grade. I was a security specialist. Well, that was the name of it. I don't know how special I was, but. Well, again, congratulations. Jody McDowell joining us as well. She's outreach worker at King School, one of the coordinators of the Great Galesburg Shake. Jody, Brad and I had talked about this when we helped judge in the second round. And Jim and I had talked about this on the air. This is going to continue to get harder and harder and harder to pick a winner because with the kids coming up doing it multiple years, and we were saying that there was not one person that we interviewed that was bad. There was just some that were a little better than others. Everybody was just absolutely incredible in that second round. And I'm assuming you had a bunch still in the first round that were really, really close to it. It's like, gosh, how do we pick and send some on?
Yeah, that would be why the committee refuses to judge. we're lucky that we have plenty of volunteers from our community to do the hard part for us. We kind of do all that hard work leading up to it, and, you know, we work hard during, but that's kind of our time to just get a chance to sit back and get to know the kids. But we hear that time and time again, I can't pick one. Or, you know, at our round four luncheon, we had a couple of realtors, and one of them said, I'm not choosing. And we're like, well, that's sort of what you signed on for. But she was, you know, she did eventually. But everybody says the same thing. And round two this year was, our plan was to really step up round two. And everything we've heard, kids said, you know, that was the hardest round, but it was their favorite. And I know a lot of the volunteers have said they really enjoyed it. So we were pretty proud of that round.
Yeah, I absolutely did. It was like, it made me feel good about the future of not only our community, but of our country with talking to all these young people, that they were just absolutely incredible. And JC, as Jody mentioned, they were saying how hard that second round was. I don't think I could have done what you guys did because our section was hard enough answering questions from Brad Benowitz and myself as if you were doing a regular radio interview, which we were, but there were so many others. I got to ask you the one section in particular when you were with Coach Reynolds and Coach Clay, and the situation was what? Your team was down 10 points at halftime, and what do you say to them? What was your answer to that?
I don't know. I just was kind of talking because I used to be on a basketball team. That's
okay.
A sport because you could choose any sport team you wanted. And I chose basketball. So I was kind of talking like my coaches have talked to me in the past and just kind of try to get them pumped up. And I guess it worked.
So. Didn't say throw things and threaten the kids or anything? Or
No.
That's kind of old school.
Yeah, throwing clipboards.
Yeah, right.
What was there anything in particular, especially in that second round, that was you would say was the toughest section?
I think because a lot of people liked this one, but it was they had a couple different sodas, and you had to choose which one, and you had to explain why that was the best choice. And I don't know, I kind of struggled with that one, I guess.
And that was in front of the two guys that sold that.
Was,
sold
that.
Yeah,
Mr.
Baylor
Burnett.
Yeah, and that.
Yeah,
and I think Adam Vitale was there.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay.
A representative.
Yeah,
from
I think.
G&M.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was that. They all seemed really tough to me. It's like, I don't think I could have done it. Well, talk about your experience. And I know you had answered this before with Brad and I, but had you done the shake in the past?
Yes, I did it last year.
Mm-hmm. And did that? You kind of felt that experience help you out doing it this time around, even though things were kind of different in the second round, especially?
I don't think necessarily that last year helped me at all, just because I only made it to the first round last year, and it was just talking to people, doing the handshake and everything. So I didn't think that that really had much play in this year.
I would guess that from Annika, who got second, that she was able to advance a little there last year, probably helped her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, probably for her, an underclassman still in a few more years to do this.
Yeah.
I would think a lot of the nervousness that maybe you would have the first time you do it would maybe go away a little bit after that.
And she's really used to being in front of people, and because she's a big part of FFA at our school and everything, so she's used to that type of thing, so she did really well.
Jody, the trip this time was to Atlanta, and part of why you guys are doing is the Ron Clark Academy and something they do, and this was a really neat experience for the students and you guys to get to meet him and go to the academy and have lunch. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that was definitely a kind of a big dream for us, and you know, in the two previous years, we always joked like, oh, let's take him to Atlanta, and we're lucky that over the course of the last few years, several of us have built a good relationship with a lot of the educators there, and Mr. Clark is such a generous and, you know, giving of his time and his talent to us. So when I messaged him over the summer last year and said, hey, what would you say if we popped in? And and he automatically said, send me some dates. We'll see if we can make it work. So round five, they went to dinner with Mr. Clark and two of his students, Alec and Jaden, and they ate separately. The chaperones, we ate even in a separate room. So, of course, we were going crazy the whole time trying to figure out what was going on. And then they chose the top two, Annika and JC, from that dinner. The next day, we were allowed to bring the kids to the school, and they had a tour, and we ate lunch with the kids and the staff, and then they took Annika and JC in front of the whole school, and Mr. Clark asked them questions. The students asked them some questions, so it was a special day.
Well, I said I was going to ask this. The dinner, what was the name of the restaurant?
Mary Mac's
Tea Room. Okay, did anybody have the fried chicken? Because I've seen on Food Network they're allegedly famous for the fried chicken.
The two boys that we ate with, they had that.
They did, okay.
Lily maybe had it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we
she
know Lily
have.
Had
yes,
the chicken. There's actually, Lily McNally is my daughter.
Yes,
she's
yes.
Seventh grader. And,
yeah.
You know, like I said, we weren't in the room while they were eating, but after we got back to the house that night, she was telling us how she said something about keeping a chicken bone in her mouth for 30 minutes. and I, of course, as a mom, I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said that, you know, she got a piece of a chicken bone in her mouth and she didn't want to, like, do anything rude in front of Mr. Clark. So,
we were
teasing her the rest of the time, you know, like, next time just use your napkin. But, I mean, you got to hand it to her. That's
impressive.
Yeah.
I was thinking you'd say, oh, it's just so good that even I just suck all the juice out of the bone or whatever. Yeah.
I don't think it was intentional, but she handled it, you know. Nobody else knew, so.
Was it a fancy place at all, or?
It wasn't really that fancy, but it was a nicer place, I guess, but you could go there for everyday meal.
Probably. Well, because for a lot of us, when we go to eat with, especially somebody we don't know, and then you're in a situation there where you know you're kind of being analyzed in some respects, too, your table manners and those things, which a lot of us may not adhere to that well at home, all of a sudden there's a little extra pressure. Did you feel that at all? Was it being there with him and kind of a situation like that?
A little bit, because the chaperones, they had told us before, you need to have your best manners, you need to act right, and so we all were like, hands off, like, perfect, like, sitting there, but it wasn't, once we, like, got comfortable and started talking, it wasn't too much of a big deal.
If I would have been a finalist, if I would have ordered the fried chicken, it would have been down there. They're like, look at that. This guy's got no chance.
Tom wouldn't have talked to him. He'd just been eating the whole time.
Well, and actually some of the kids, the thing that I don't think people realize is, you know, Mr. Clark's students at the Ron Clark Academy, they are some of the most refined and well-behaved and the best manners of anybody you'll ever meet. And I think our students got a taste of how that happens, because he's very straightforward when he critiques things like manners. And so after dinner, he stood up and he went around the table and told all five exactly what they did right and exactly what they did wrong. And,
wow.
You know, as chaperones, we're standing there, you know, almost in tears, because he was brutal, but in a good way. I mean, they need to hear it. That's how you get better. And so I was so proud of them, because they all sat there and they smiled and, you know, they said, thank you for your, you know, for your critique or whatever. So I had warned them that he was going to be very, you know, tough on them. And he definitely, I think, did what we said he would. So
Jody McNally, one of the coordinators for the Great Galesburg Shake, and this year's winner, J.C. Kirsch, joining us, a senior at Galesburg High School, for a couple of more weeks. And J.C., talk about when you found out that you were one of the finalists, and when you found out where the trip was. I mean, you just, because you don't know going in. None of us, just the people running the show, kind of knew it was coming up. But what was your reaction when you found out where you were going and who you were going to get to meet?
Well, we didn't know anything prior to, they told us we're going to Atlanta, but they didn't
tell us. Oh, you didn't even know about meeting Ron Clark.
No,
okay.
I didn't know any of this, but I was super excited because I love the South, and it wasn't very nice when we were there, but it's still exciting to go. I was super excited to like get to know everyone that was going on the trip, so.
And Jody, okay, so I don't know how you top, because it's always something educational in some way. Chicago and then D.C. and you got to spend some time with Congresswoman Bustos, and now to the Ron Clark Academy. I mean, I know you can't tell me, and I'm sure you guys have already been thinking about next year. But my goodness, how do you top that?
I mean, you know, we asked ourselves that as we were on the bus that day leaving the Ron Clark Academy. We're like, well, we better get started. We do have some ideas. A few things in mind for next year. And the good thing is everybody brings stuff to the table. So sometimes we end up having like, okay, we'll go with this year, and then we'll save this one for next year. So hopefully, you know, I don't know if we'll ever top, you know, this one, just because this was really kind of full circle. The four, the three other ladies and I that went, we were the four who, on our way back from a Ron Clark Academy trip in the car, said, okay, we're going to do a shake in Galesburg. And even if it's just our own classrooms and nobody else wants to do it, we'll try it. And, you know, we brought it up at a meeting, and then before long we'd planned our first one in 6 weeks. So it was really awesome to have that same group be together and see it, you know, come to.
Well, I suppose part of the point of the trip is that there is something educational in some way, shape or form for the students.
Yes, we went to the aquarium, and they did like an animal encounter with some stingrays and an eel or something.
It was a shark thing.
A shark. Little... Yeah, wow. That wasn't my favorite part, but I did it because they wanted me to. And you know, learned a ton there. I think Mrs. Barb Sandstrom was with us, and she's definitely like an ocean animal expert, I guess, fanatic. Yeah. So she was great at leading them through that and telling them a lot about that. We also went to the Coke factory, which was cool because we got a lot of history that, you know, some of us didn't even know. The next day we went to the Center for Human and Civil Rights, and that was probably the most profound experience we've had on any of the shakes. We all learned something, and we all had a different experience, but on the bus on the way back to the house, we really had a great conversation about, you know, how it affects us, how it affects today's climate. And it was awesome to see these kids be so mature and really take it all in at that museum. So that was probably one of my favorite moments.
J.C., talk a little bit about the experience and what you think this does for you in the future and in your life.
I think just going to Atlanta I didn't really know any of these people, and having to open up to them, they opened up to me too as well. It helped just to kind of get more comfortable in my skin and learn other things about myself that I didn't know. Because we had, the last night we were there, we kind of had like a little session where we all talked to each other and like told each other what we liked about each other and like things that we could work on for the future. And I really enjoyed that because I saw things from myself that I did not know before. So I'm grateful.
You know, J.C., as Tom mentioned earlier, it's been kind of a whirlwind, and you've got graduation coming up, and so many things happen. Do you keep a diary or anything? You're going to look back at this little stretch of time and go, Wow, that a lot happened in a short amount of time there. It's going to be kind of hard to remember everything here, isn't it?
Yeah, I have a lot of pictures on my phone, so I think that's how I remember
these
all
are
that.
Your diary now,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what a really neat experience, and again, congratulations. And you talked about, you know, not knowing a lot of the other kids and everything, and probably some you would have never gotten to know because some of them were quite a bit younger mm-hmm. than you, too. So that's kind of a neat experience, too, that you guys all were able to bond a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I really got to know Miss McNally's daughter, Lily. She's awesome. She's so sweet. She cares about everyone so much, and I'm so glad I got to meet her and know her better.
And Lily really thinks of JC as, you know, her role model, and I kept teasing her and saying, I'm just going to bring you home because Lily could really use a big sister. So it was really great to see them all bonding and the relationships forming between chaperones and kids and mm-hmm. just the kids, you know, every night they'd all be up and hanging out together and we'd hear them talking about the day and making plans for getting together afterwards and stuff like that. So yeah. it was a really great experience.
And, you know, we talked about the future of this, you know, some of the kids from fourth grade, the youngest mm-hmm. had a fourth grader that was, he was really impressive.
He was really impressive. You're right.
You know, I told Jim, we're going to see him on the network news someday or something. And he was at, and it's just amazing. And it's like, when the heck is he going to be like by the time he's a senior if he keeps doing this? And then some of the others, and not only him, but even the difference and you probably saw it especially, you know, like JC, you said you did it last year, but some of the other seniors that had done it last year or both years mm-hmm. and the improvements they made and they felt, you know, that they kept on trying and right. they improved. I mean, I guess that's the point of the whole thing, to get better at these skills.
Yes. And the thing that, I think Jim, you mentioned about, how each year they get a little less nervous and you know, one thing that we thought was funny this year is if kids who had done it maybe the two first years came in thinking they knew exactly what was going to happen, because we had kind of followed a similar pattern for the first 2 years just because we were still new at it. You know, we'd always had a luncheon for round two. We'd always come here for round three both years. So when I think somebody said, so are we going to the radio station tomorrow? And I said, oh no, you already talked to the radio station. And their eyes were just like, oh no, you know, they thought they really understood it. So that was one of our goals, was to kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit and have some surprises that maybe they weren't expecting. So the kids definitely rose to the challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can't wait to see what we see them do next year too. Yeah. So
and JC, when the Great Galesburg Shake started, when you first heard about it, what were your thoughts? Because when we thought a handshake thing, well, what is this really yeah. all about? We almost kind of poo-pooed it a little bit, and then we saw the depth of this thing as it developed. Was that kind of the feeling of you and the other students out there? Is it now a lot more, I guess, honored thing than maybe it was when it first came out?
I think so, because when it first started, I had no idea what it was. I heard that it was maybe a handshake, because one of my friends had did it, and she made it pretty far the first year. So I didn't really know much about it. And then she told me about it the next year. She's like, really, you should do it. It's so fun. I was like, okay, I'll try it. And then I did it last year. And then I thought I should do it again this year. And I did.
Yeah, it was really, and I'm glad I participated this year and helped out, because it gave me a whole new perspective on how impressive all these young people are, which you see. And I mean, you see them, you know, at King as well, but it's really neat to see them all improve. And, again, so
yeah, and it, round one was tough for me, because I work at Nielsen and King, so I had 20,
oh, okay.
24 kids that I had worked with that were there in round one. So, plus my daughter was competing, so I felt like I had this like huge group of my own children there, you know, trying to watch them all and see where they were. But that's why I kind of do the day of the shake. I do kind of the back behind the scenes stuff. You know, I help with the scoring computer part of it. You know, I sit and type while they tell me numbers, and we make sure all of the next round is ready to go. So that was good, because it kept me from being too nervous for all of them. So,
well, JC, congratulations again. And I mean, what a great group of students. I mean, you got to feel pretty good, because there was some really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, every one of you that we interviewed, we were really, really impressed with. And some of you just were a little bit better. So again, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having us yeah. on the show.
And best of luck in the basic training. You'll love that.
Nice and warm in Mississippi in the summer.
It should be in San Antonio. See, I was lucky because I went to basic training in October, so it really wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. My tech school, though, we would fall out early in the morning. It would be sometimes in the mid to upper 20s, but by noon it's like 80 degrees, which was not fun. Oh, so you'll probably have some of that in Mississippi too when you get to your tech school, but you probably won't be outside as much as we were in mine. But anyway, so best of luck with that and in the future.
Thank you.
Jody, thank you so much again for helping put all this together and for helping set this up as well.
Thank you. And thanks to you guys for your help and all the others in the community that make it happen.
Some great sponsors. People know. I mean, it's like, what? They're sending people. The school district has the money to send them to Atlanta. All privately funded. You get help.
The community donated every cent that we use for this. So, mm-hmm. When we say we couldn't do it without them, we really mean it. And, the time and money that people invest in it is what makes it happen. Really appreciative.
Thanks again. Congratulations, JC.
Thank you.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.